Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Magwa with the news at 9. The headlines. India and China decide to resume Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, agree to resume direct air services between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to US President Donald Trump over phone in first conversation since American President assumed office. Prime Minister Modi calls upon youth to actively engage in One Nation, One Election debate. Former Himachal Pradesh IG and seven other police personnel awarded life imprisonment in Kot Khai custodial death case. Government launches global e-marketplace for media and entertainment industry Waves Bazaar. And Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah crowned ICC Men's Test Cricketer of the Year. Opener Smriti Mandhana wins ICC Women's ODI Cricketer of the Year. India and China today reviewed the state of bilateral relations comprehensively and agreed to take certain people-centric steps to stabilize and rebuild ties during the meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is on a two-day visit to China for the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said the two sides decided to resume the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra in the summer of 2025. The relevant mechanism will discuss the modalities for doing so as per the existing agreements. They also agreed to hold an early meeting of the India-China expert-level mechanism to discuss resumption of provision of hydrological data and other cooperation pertaining to transborder rivers. In principle, to resume direct air services between the two countries was agreed between the two sides. The relevant technical authorities on the two sides will meet and negotiate an updated framework for this purpose at an early date. Specific concerns in the economic and trade areas were discussed with a view to resolving these issues and promoting long-term policy transparency and predictability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with US President Donald Trump over phone in their first conversation since the American president assumed office in White House. Mr. Modi congratulated President Trump on his historic second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India and the US are committed to a mutually beneficial and trusted partnership. He said both nations will work together for the welfare of the people and towards global peace, prosperity and security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the ongoing debate on holding simultaneous elections in the country under the One Nation, One Election proposal is critical for India's democratic process and urged the youngsters to actively engage in and promote the discussions. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps NCC rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme of this year's rally was Yuva Shakti Vikasit Bharat.
देश में एक बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण डिबेट चल रही है और लोकतंत्र में ये मंथन बहुत आवश्यक है. वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन, लोकसभा और विधानसभा के चुनाव एक साथ हो और हर पांच साल उसका समय जब निर्धारित हो तब हो. मैं आज विशेष रूप से आग्रह करता हूँ हम बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में इस डिबेट के अंदर हिस्सा लें. ये सीधे सीधे आपके फ्यूचर के साथ जुड़ा हुआ विषय है.
Prime Minister Modi termed the youth of the country as a force for global good and asserted that the future of the world cannot be imagined without them.
भारत के युवा सिर्फ भारत के लिए नहीं बल्कि फोर्स फॉर ग्लोबल गुड है. आज दुनिया की 200 से ज्यादा बड़ी कंपनियों को भारतीय मूल के लोग लीड कर रहे हैं. भारतीय वैज्ञानिक, भारतीय रिसर्चर्स, भारत के टीचर्स भी दुनिया की प्रगति को गति दे रहे हैं. भारत की युवा शक्ति, भारत के टैलेंट के बिना दुनिया के भविष्य की कल्पना भी मुश्किल है. और इसलिए तो मैं आप सभी को फोर्स फॉर ग्लोबल गुड कहता हूँ.
Mr. Modi said NCC has constantly inspired the youth towards nation building. During the event, a cultural program was performed by more than 800 cadets, showcasing the commitment of the NCC towards nation building. The rally also witnessed participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat launched Waves Bazaar, Wah Ustad Challenge and Waves Awards in New Delhi today. The Union Ministers also launched Create in India Challenge Season 1, inviting international participation as a part of Waves 2025, which is the world's first audiovisual and entertainment summit to be held next month. Waves Bazaar is a premier global e-marketplace for the media and entertainment industry, offering buyers and sellers a platform to connect, collaborate and grow. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnav expressed hope that with the initiative, India will soon become the capital of creative economy.
वेव्स का उद्देश्य रहेगा हमारी इस क्रिएटिविटी को इस स्टोरी टेलिंग ट्रेडिशन को और नौजवानों की और क्रिएटर्स की इस ताकत को एक नया स्थान मिले ग्लोबल रिकॉग्निशन मिले और भारत क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी का कैपिटल बने अब जो वेव्स जल्दी ही अनाउंस होगा वो दुनिया का पहला कन्वर्ज्ड ऑडियो वीडियो और एंटरटेनमेंट का पहला समिट होगा
Speaking on the occasion, Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat emphasized that the initiatives launched today are set to amplify the nation's soft power on the global stage.
भारत ने आर्थिक दृष्टि से प्रगति की है पूरा विश्व इस बात को स्वीकार करता है भारत ने सामरिक दृष्टि से प्रगति की है तकनीकी के क्षेत्र में भी किस तरह से भारत ने पूरे विश्व को एक नई दिशा दिखाते हुए एक नया सम्मान अर्जित किया लेकिन इन सब के ऊपर भारत की जो सांस्कृतिक शक्ति जो भारत की असली ताकत है वो ताकत भारत की नई पहचान विश्वभर में गढ़ने और भारत के लिए सम्मान अर्जित करने का साधन बने उसके लिए ये प्लेटफॉर्म जो है अत्यंत प्रासंगिक भी होगा और महत्वपूर्ण भी होगा
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju termed the Waves Bazaar as a transformative initiative.
Waves Bazaar is actually one of those transformative initiatives which will actually be bringing together all these creators, buyers and collaborators across the media and entertainment spectrum. And this dynamic platform is going to bridge the geographical boundaries which are there and which will allow all the creators facility to showcase their talent, put out their wares and allow the buyers to look at them and then ultimately allow them to forge meaningful B2B conversations.
Wah Ustad is a unique classical and semi-classical talent hunt. The nominations for Waves Award will open from the 15th of February. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A special CBI court in Chandigarh today awarded life imprisonment to former Himachal Pradesh Inspector General of Police and seven other policemen for the custodial death of an accused in connection with the rape and murder of a minor schoolgirl in Shimla's Kotkhai in 2017. We have a report.
This is possibly the first time in the history of Himachal Pradesh that a special investigation team conducting an investigation has been sentenced to life imprisonment by the court. The Gudiya rape and murder case, which occurred in July 2017 in Kotkhai, Shimla district, had shaken the entire state. The court found that the accused, Suraj, died due to custodial beating by the police. In light of this, the court convicted former IGP Zahoor Haider Zaidi and eight other police officials and personnel, sentencing them to life imprisonment today. Additionally, each convict has been fined Rs. 1 lakh. With Rajkumari Chandel's report, this is Aparajita Nair, Akashwani News.
Uttarakhand has become the first state in the country to fully implement the Uniform Civil Code, UCC. The UCC seeks to establish a uniform and equal set of rules across personal laws relating to marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens in the state, excluding the scheduled tribes, irrespective of religion or gender. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced the full adoption of Uniform Civil Code in the state today with the inauguration of Rules Manual for the UCC and a portal for applications under the new rules in Dehradun. As the poll date is coming closer, the political battle has intensified in the national capital. Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress are trying to grab public attention by making election promises and taking a dig at each other. More from our correspondent.
Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal today released the manifesto of the party. BJP leader and his opponent from the New Delhi seats, Parvesh Verma, criticized Arvind Kejriwal, saying that Aam Aadmi Party only makes false promises, echoing the same view Congress said the people of the Delhi have already rejected the Aam Aadmi Party as it has failed to deliver on their promises. Meanwhile, political parties are doing rallies and door-to-door campaigns to woo the voters. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the union budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the union budget, Akashwani News is bringing the expectations of the experts and people from the union budget. Former principal scientist of Indian Agriculture Research Institute, IARI, Dr. J.P.S. Dabas, while talking to Akashwani News, shared that the government should support the farmers in a holistic way so that they can produce good crops.
We should ensure that farmers should get good quality seed of latest high-yielding varieties from public sector at a reasonable price, easily and timely. The fertilizer subsidy which is going to companies nowadays should go directly to the farmer. Secondly, the agriculture machinery today is coming under 28% GST or 18% GST. This is very high. I think tractor and farm machinery should be exempted from GST. If it is not exempted, it should be maximum 5%, not more than that. And agriculture is a priority sector, and this sector saves our country from everything.
And now news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip at the Mahakumbh this afternoon. Meanwhile, Railways has taken comprehensive measures to efficiently manage the crowds at railway stations in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya on Wednesday. Our correspondent reports that Prayagraj Railway Division has implemented a unique plan for the entry and exit of passengers at all city stations, including Prayagraj Junction, Naini, Chivki and Subedar Ganj.
Since 25th January, around 1 crore passengers have been arriving daily for Mahakumbh. To ensure the safety and smooth movement of such a large number of devotees on Mauni Amavasya, the entry of passengers at Prayagraj Junction will be permitted only from platform number 1 and exit from platform number 6. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Public Relations Officer, North Central Railway, Shashikant Tripathi said to manage the additional crowd pressure, a holding area for 1 lakh people have been set up at Khusro Bagh.
हम लोगों ने योजना बनाई है उसके अनुसार हम लोग अपने स्टेशन पे कुछ रिस्ट्रिक्शंस इंपोज करते हैं एक तो रिस्ट्रिक्शन ये है एंट्री और एग्जिट का इसी तरह हम लोग अनरिजर्व्ड क्लास के पैसेंजर को डायरेक्ट प्लेटफार्म एक्सेस नहीं देंगे बल्कि उन्हें यात्री आश्रय शेड के माध्यम से स्टेशन में प्रवेश देते हैं ये यात्री आश्रय शेड हमारे कलर कोडेड है और डिफरेंट डायरेक्शन के लिए डिफरेंट कलर के यात्री आश्रय शेड बने हुए हैं
द उत्तर प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट इज एंटिसिपेटिंग रश ऑफ अराउंड 8 टू 10 करोड़ devotees on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
The Embassy of India in Laos has rescued 67 Indian youth from cyber scam centers in the Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone. Ambassador of India to Laos, Prashant Agarwal, assured them of their safety and embassy's full support as a matter of highest priority for their safe return to India. In sports news, India's fast bowling spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been named the winner of the ICC Men's Test Cricketer of the Year award for his exceptional performances in 2024. The pacer took an astonishing 71 wickets while bowling 357 overs in 13 matches at an average of 14.92 last year. On the other hand, Indian opener Smriti Mandhana has been crowned the ICC Women's ODI Cricketer of the Year for her outstanding performance in 2024. The Indian vice Captain Mandhana sets new career standards in ODIs, scoring more runs than ever before in a calendar year. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and China decide to resume Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, agree to resume direct air services between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to US President Donald Trump over phone in first conversation since American President assumed office. Prime Minister Modi calls upon youth to actively engage in One Nation, One Election debate. Former Himachal Pradesh IG and 7 other police personnel awarded life imprisonment in Kot Kai custodial death case. Government launches global e-marketplace for media and entertainment industry, Waves Bazaar, and Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah crowned ICC Men's Test Cricketer of the Year. Opener Smriti Mandhana wins ICC Women's ODI Cricketer of the Year. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.